It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, March 20th, 2018. Today is the birthday of 19th century Norwegian playwright, theater director, and poet Henrik Ibsen, born in 1828. He is often referred to as the father of realism and is one of the founders of modernism in theater. His major works include Peer Gynt, An Enemy of the People, A Doll's House, Hedda Gabler, Ghosts, The Wild Duck, and The Master Builder. He is the most frequently performed dramatist in the world after Shakespeare, and by the early 20th century, his masterpiece A Doll's House became the world's most performed play. Several of his later dramas were considered scandalous by many in his era, when European theater was expected to model strict morals of family life and propriety. Ibsen's later work examined the realities that lay behind many facades, revealing much that was disquieting to many of his contemporaries. He is often ranked as one of the most distinguished playwrights in the European tradition. Richard Hornby describes him as a profound poetic dramatist, the very best since Shakespeare. He influenced other playwrights and novelists such as George Bernard Shaw, Oscar Wilde, Arthur Miller, James Joyce, and Eugene O'Neill. Ibsen was nominated for the Nobel Prize in Literature 3 times, beginning in 1902. He wrote his plays in Danish, the common written language of Denmark and Norway. Although most of his plays are set in Norway, often in places reminiscent of the port town where he grew up, he lived for 27 years in Italy and Germany, and rarely visited Norway during his most productive period. Born into a merchant family, he shaped his dramas according to his family background, and his plays continue to influence contemporary culture and film. On May 23, 1906, he died in his home in Oslo after a series of strokes. When, on the day before, his nurse assured a visitor that he was a little better, Ibsen sputtered out his last words, "On the contrary," and died the following day at 2:30 in the afternoon. On the occasion of the 100th anniversary of his death in 2006, the Norwegian government organized the Ibsen Year, which included celebrations around the world. Norwegian television produced a miniseries on his childhood and youth titled An Immortal Man. Several prizes for artistic production were awarded in his name, including the International Ibsen Award, the Norwegian Ibsen Award, and the Ibsen Centennial Commemoration Award. The Ibsen Society of America was founded in 1978 to mark the 150th anniversary of his birth. Its purpose is to foster, through lectures, readings, performances, conferences, and publications, an understanding of Ibsen's works as they are interpreted as texts and produced on stage and in film. 1,000 words, he said, will not leave so deep an impression as one deed. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for March 20th, 2018. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.